What a great week it has been for the WNBA. I mean, they're in the midst of their playoffs. But no one's watching. No one cares. But that's not the big news that I'm talking about in the WNBA this week. Not the playoffs. The big news is a fight that took place months ago between WNBA players and just random people on the street. I've been wanting to get to this story since Monday. I have the video of this fight, but I'm not going to include it here. I'm having enough issues right now with YouTube. I don't need to just add fuel to the fire by including a brawl in this video. If you want to see video of the fight, you can easily find it on Google. But like I said, this fight with Atlanta Dream star... Let me rephrase that. I can't use star when I'm talking about a WNBA player. This fight between Courtney Williams of the Atlanta Dream and two of her teammates who beat up on a civilian, this fight happened earlier this year, months ago, back in May, and we're just now hearing about it? That alone should tell you how irrelevant the WNBA is. Could you imagine if three NBA players were involved in a street fight? I'm not even talking about star players. I'm talking about role players, bench players in the NBA. Hell, Jackson Hayes, the New Orleans Pelicans, he got into an altercation with police in Los Angeles a couple of months ago. That story was breaking news in a matter of minutes, maybe a couple of hours. Jackson Hayes, a role player. Most people outside of the NBA never heard of him. Three WNBA players, they get into a street fight? We don't find out about it for 5 months. 5 months! I mean, I thought all eyes were on the WNBA this season. That's what the media keeps telling us. Everyone's watching the WNBA. This league is on fire! Oh, yeah. The WNBA is just so popular. They are so popular. Three players get into a fight with civilians and no one gives a damn. The only reason that we even know about this fight now is because Courtney Williams, in her vast intelligence, posted the damn video to her YouTube channel. Not only did she post the video, she was bragging about the fight. Courtney Williams is 27 years old. We all make mistakes in our 20s, but at 27, you should be past the point of fighting random strangers in the street, especially over something as small as someone insulting your girlfriend. Mature adults, in a situation like that, they simply walk away. Not out of fear, not because you're scared, but you walk away because you have too much to lose. 80% of my audience here on YouTube, you guys are between the ages of 25 and 54. That's 80% of the people who are watching me. The majority of you, you have too much to lose to get into an altercation with some random dude on the street. You can't just beat the hell out of some random person who insults you and risk going to jail. I'm sure some of you guys out there have six-figure incomes, families. You can't risk losing all of that over a street fight with some stranger. But Courtney Williams can. She wasn't worried about losing her six-figure job. She made damn near $200,000 in the WNBA last year, playing basketball in a league that no one watches, playing basketball in a league that has never made a profit in its 25-plus year existence. Courtney Williams is damn sure worried about it now, though. Once the Atlanta Dream saw this video, they decided, we don't need your services next season. Good luck with your future endeavors, working the drive-thru window at McDonald's. How could you be this stupid? How could you be this stupid? I want you guys to put yourself in the shoes of Courtney Williams for a second. Let's say you have a six-figure job. You're the vice president of Pepperidge Farms or something like that. You're making 200 grand a year. You get into an altercation while you're in line at the hot dog stand one day. No one's injured in the fight. No cops are ever called. You basically get away with it. You had a moment of stupidity and you got away with it. What do you do? Well, you have a few options here. One, you can thank God you're this lucky, put this situation behind you and move on. Two, you go into work on Monday, explain to your boss what happened, trying to get ahead of the situation just in case someone turns you in. Or three, you wait 5 months. Then you post the video to your YouTube channel and you brag about fighting. You brag about fighting random strangers. 99.9% of you in my audience, you're going to choose option number one. Courtney Williams, she's not as smart as the rest of us. She chose option three. She literally killed her own career because she let her ego get in the way and she thought it would be funny. She thought she would get attention by bragging about her exploits online. Oh, she got the attention that she wanted. She got the attention of the Atlanta Dream. They fired her ass. She got the attention of Twitter, where she was roundly criticized for her behavior. And she got my attention, who dedicated an entire video to Courtney Williams for the first and the last time. If this same thing had happened in the NBA, I would come on here and say that this is a black eye for the league. The NBA is already getting the hell beat out of them by the media right now because 5% of their players aren't vaccinated from the COVID. This would just add fuel to the media fire. But with this happening in the WNBA, it's non-consequential. It made headlines earlier this week, but this will be an afterthought by this time next week. Courtney Williams got her 15 minutes of fame that she wanted. Now, she will go straight back to irrelevancy. I don't know if another team will pick her up. Honestly, I don't care. And I don't think any of you care either, so there's really no need to even speculate about it. But let me know what you think about Courtney Williams snitching on herself and losing a six-figure income. And I'm sorry, like I said, I'm sorry I didn't include the video for you guys. I'm trying to get off of YouTube probation right now. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.